USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. military says it launched airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria Tuesday. The sites were reportedly used by groups linked to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. The military central command says the strikes were aimed at protecting U.S. forces from attacks from Iranian-backed groups. Trigger laws banning most abortions with limited exceptions are set to take effect in three states, Texas, Idaho, and Tennessee, on Thursday, August 25th. When these laws go into effect, a dozen states in total will have banned abortion. According to the leading pro-life organization, SBA, Pro-Life America, the three latest laws going into effect could prevent as many as 69,000 abortions each year across three states. And a new Morning Consult political poll found that just 24% of those surveyed say the $740 billion Inflation Reduction Act will reduce inflation, while 34% think it will make inflation worse. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NASA's upcoming Artemis 1 launch is expected to draw an estimated 100,000 people to Florida's Space Coast. The launch is scheduled for August 29th and will be the largest rocket launch from the Kennedy Space Center in years. The Artemis program aims to put humans back on the moon within the decade, and Artemis 1 is the first step towards achieving that. This first launch will send an uncrewed mission on a 4 to 6 week trip to the moon and back. President Biden said Wednesday he'll cancel up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for many borrowers and double that amount for Pell Grant recipients, a move that could offer some level of forgiveness for about 43 million Americans. The forgiveness is expected to apply to Americans earning under $125,000 per year or $250,000 per year for married couples who file taxes jointly. The White House estimates that 90% of relief will go to people earning less than $75,000. The president's also extending a pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Wednesday marks 6 months since Russia invaded Ukraine and the current war began. President Biden has pledged additional military aid, nearly $3 billion worth. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK is also pledging another $64 million for drones and missile systems for the Ukrainian army. In Kyiv, Johnson also says that the international community remains united, but urges allies to stay the course.
To all our friends, I simply say this, we must keep going. We must show, as friends of Ukraine, that we have the same strategic endurance as the people of Ukraine.
In Arizona, they don't want the public whipping out their phones to record police up close. They've got a new law on the books that makes it a crime. Now the state's being sued. The ACLU says it's the public's First Amendment right to record officers on the job. 2 years ago, it was cell phone footage from a bystander that brought to light the murder of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. And an NFL Hall of Famer has passed away.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.